This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here. One bet payoff to go. Broadus is going to shave his eyebrows here before too long as Wolchuk has a proper round tripper. We'll go around the bases. We got some breaking Cowboy news as well. And here he is, Zachary.
Yeah, we'll start with the Cowboys news. And this is from Ian Rappaport, as DeMarcus Lawrence will be out at least 4 weeks with a midfoot sprain, making him a prime candidate to land on injured reserve. At this point, he'll be
reevaluated. We're shaving at 105 through the fan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Broadus, in classic Broadus fashion, is just jumping into it with no fanfare. One eyebrow is over 50% gone.
It's stringy.
Are you dipping it in some soap and water, or are you just going dry on that?
No, mic's off.
Oh, he's got his mic off.
Okay. I'm sorry, soap and water.
So no
soap and water with a random 99-cent Bic razor.
Do you? Yeah. Like, do we? Is that a thing? We usually just use soap and water to.
Yeah.
Soap and water, shaving cream.
Shaving cream. Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I've gone.
But the soap will help you, you know, get it nice and slick a little bit. How's it coming off there? You feel like
It looks like it's perhaps a little bit
more
struggle,
more thick and coarse on those eyebrows than you thought.
I don't know. It's kind of coming off, I thought.
It is. It's coming off. It's coming off.
It's funny, though, man. I think we're going to be, like, honestly, the first one's going to come off, and then we're going to look, and we're not even going to be able to tell it's that much different than the one that's still on.
We might not notice at all.
Because it's just a fair, it's a fair
like
color.
It feels like it's coming off.
Yeah, oh, it's coming off.
I'm not sure if that's just a gob of soap on the left side or if that's still hair. That we'll see. But, yeah, bad news when it comes to DeMarcus Lawrence. Next 4 weeks for the Cowboys, they're in Pittsburgh. Lions at home, bye week, then at San Fran. So you'd assume he's going to miss all three of those games. Maybe they avoid putting him on the IR just because you got a bye week mixed in there. But not great, and hopefully Micah can come back sooner rather than later.
Don't get soap in your eye over there.
I'm trying not to.
Bad news on DeMarcus Lawrence. Yeah,
that sucks on Tank. Dude.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I don't know where this team's really going to generate pass rush from without those two. I mean, I'm hopeful maybe Marshawn Nealon can step up.
I mean, you're between those two, you're like losing maybe a half sack a game.
Yeah, I mean, they're potentially your two best defense players.
Sorry. But, I know, but they haven't been playing well.
But to this point, I mean, what, Tank's got on the season two sacks. Micah's got one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Micah demands so much attention from these offenses.
This is smooth.
His presence alone there does so much for the Cowboys defense. Not having Micah is going to be excruciating from a pain standpoint, because even with him, there's not enough that really scares the offense. So they're able to just key in on him, and he's still trying to be as disruptive as possible. But I mean, the pass rush is concerning even with Micah, but without him, it's going to be non-existent, and these quarterbacks are going to have all day.
Yeah, Daniel Jones had a clean pocket the majority of the night last night, and that was with Micah rushing. So this is going to be a tall task for at least a couple weeks here. But the Tank injury news, that's bad. All right, so we got one completely gone?
Yeah, it's completely smooth.
Yeah, it is.
Think you're good.
Yeah, I can see how smooth it is from here, man. Yeah. And look, can you?
I can't tell.
I don't think we can tell.
Yeah, you can tell from here. I can.
You're close enough.
Yeah. Okay, so the left one is gone.
Yeah.
The left one's gone. I'm about to do the
right
one.
It's pretty gone. I mean, afterwards you can go check in the bathroom if you need to, like, clean areas.
Yeah, but okay.
I think you did a good job.
If he gets, like, a little razor burn or something up there, it'd be kind of funny, though.
If I just gash myself.
No, not a full gash.
Now we're talking.
I'm just looking.
Just, like, blood pouring down in my eye. That'd be cool.
I'm just looking for some.
Yeah, like the wrestlers do. Just go ahead and cut yourself a little bit and bleed like that. The wrestlers.
Like Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah.
Like Superfly. Just cut my forehead and just blood just pouring down my
face.
Dig
in there, Brian.
Look like a real badass.
I am.
How'd that feel, man?
It feels weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet it does.
But again, I did this because I don't have any eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was definitely.
Once again, Brian skirts the deal.
Well, genius. I mean, you're still cutting your eyebrows off.
I mean, this is much better than Wolchuk's pathetic payout from earlier, you know?
We can keep going with that.
That's true. We probably still need to throw some sacks.
I didn't know why you guys didn't try and throw some more, because
I
gave you the blueprint.
Waiting. I mean, Brian got a good hit in there.
Yeah.
It dropped perfectly. Boom, right on the go.
Here we go. More in the right eye here.
I didn't like the optics of it.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't think it's painful. You know, it's like a beanbag through clothes.
A heavy sack
at 20 miles an hour.
Oh, this one's taking a little more. See a little more.
You just got to have more confidence in yourself that you're going to be able to like drop it in there.
Well, I know, but like a bet payoff should be guaranteed pain. Like when Colby Sapp kicked me between the legs violently, you know?
Did it hurt?
Yeah, of course it did.
We can do that. Maybe Dawson can kick Walchuk in the nuts before shows end tonight.
Got a good old kick in the
I really don't. It doesn't bother me that much. I just think in light of last week's epic fight that you two had,
yeah,
you know, I'd stir that pot a little
that
bit.
That was a lot of that whiskey, I think, was talking there.
Yeah.
It was two dudes that had a lot of whiskey.
Eric got very upset.
That's why them Cowboys just shoot each other.
Yeah. Let's go outside. Let's go outside and
shoot each other, damn it.
You know, let's just draw.
Let's go settle.
I had about enough of you.
Who can go first? You know, watching those Western movies, I always thought, wow, these guys had short tempers, but that makes a lot more sense.
It's the whiskey, bro. Yeah.
It's whiskey. It's warm. Whiskey,
yeah, hot whiskey.
Hot whiskey, yeah. And you're like tired of
dusty-ass bar. You just had to tie up a horse to get in there.
And the no AC.
Yeah.
And there was no AC in those days.
Yeah. Everybody stinks.
You smell like Eric peeing on themselves.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That did the smell of that was... It actually ended. I underestimated.
I guess it's a good thing I can't smell.
So I didn't smell you it smelled, and you were like, oh, you're not smelling anything, huh?
Okay, so the 214 says, I don't have anything to say because I chose to be sprayed with water and I beed out. I thought that was a pretty fun payoff.
It was fun.
You know, and the video's probably good, too.
I thought it was fun.
It was very unsettling.
I enjoyed
high velocity water.
Yeah, just pump faking on you and getting you to flinch like that was really fun.
I enjoyed it.
Oh,
all right.
Soap in the eye.
Is the other one off?
Getting close.
Ooh, yeah, I really can't tell a difference.
Well, that payoff paid.
Good job.
Wow, goodbye.
Next week, he's going to shave his head for the ultimate bet payoff.
By the way,
Dawson, you know me too well.
We've added to the payoff board the Brian Daboll, dyeing your beard. And we've also, in that same vein, threw on the Joe Burrow. You know, like the Slim Shiesty kind of deal that he was doing.
Blonde hair?
We have to dye your hair
blonde.
Honestly,
he might need back. He might need to get rid of the blonde. He is, they're 0-3.
It's not a scalp dyeing. It's an actual hair dyeing. Oh, I don't think Broadus qualifies.
What if he paints his scalp?
Yeah.
I think the next one I do. I think the next one I do will be the Mrs. Doubtfire.
I do actually like Helmet Man, where we paint on Broadus a full-on Cowboys helmet. It's silver dome, blue stars. We paint even on like a face mask onto his face, and he's got to do that. That would actually be a pretty fun one.
And like a remote?
Yeah, on remote would be great so the Toles can see it live in the flesh there, but like painting it on a full-on Cowboys helmet like would actually be pretty funny.
That'd be good. That'd be fun. Yeah. Shout out to the Rangers. They're pursuing creating their own regional sports network at the end of the season.
Thank you.
So this is great news.
Maybe Bassett can get a gig.
This is when the season ends. Of course, they got their current contract with Bally. That's going to end on Sunday, last game of the season. So this is going to be an ambitious route here for the Rangers. We don't have a ton of details on this, but according to a report from the Sports Business Journal on today, Diamond offered the Rangers a competitive rights fee to remain with Bally, but the team rejected it. So Rangers officials did not confirm or deny the report, but it is worth noting that the Rangers' current situation essentially makes them a free agent. So if an RNS model proves to be too ambitious an undertaking, there is nothing that would prohibit them from returning to the table later in the offseason. So they can go ahead and try and do this. I mean, I hope they do. This would follow suit kind of what the Stars are doing with Victory Plus.
You said that was an RNS model?
RSN.
Okay, RSN model. RSN. That sounds interesting.
What does that mean, Dawson?
Regional Sports Network.
Thank you for...
We asked CY about this on Tuesday, right? He didn't really have any...
Not a whole lot.
Any thoughts?
But I guess none of this is finalized yet, so they're workshopping it. But I think this would be fun, and hopefully it then allows all Ranger fans to be able to consume the product.
I want to believe that if they get their cash flow freed up, they'll be super aggressive. But I feel like the way that Ray framed this opening week, he's maybe not only a cheapskate, but he's also worried about the luxury tax implications. He doesn't want to lose draft picks because that's the ultimate card for a cheapskate owner to play. You know, so hopefully we get this TV money flowing. We have a big spending. We get the Japanese Sasaki dude and, you know, first baseman that can
Sasaki bomb.
Yeah. Hopefully we get all those things. But I don't know. I can't trust this owner.
the Sasaki chants are going to write themselves if that dude struggles, though. I'm feeling for him already.
You gotta stop.
We should see if Jared can notice anything different about Broadus, because Jared just walked in studio.
He might have been listening on the radio.
He wasn't listening. He was podcasting his balls off.
Yeah, he was giving Rangers takes. I got a big game tonight, dude. So he thinks
that's my Bassick. He doesn't realize it's Broadus.
So Jared is looking right now at Broadus, trying to figure out what's different about him.
It's no idea.
Payoff that removed not one but two body parts.
Oh, his eyebrows.
His eyebrows.
But the fact that it took that long
takes a second, though, right?
The rim of his glasses were blocking it. Just there you go.
We kind of teed him up for that one.
Nailed it. It's going to help him here. But when he removes them, it's still even not like obvious, right?
No, I think, yeah, you're not like bushy eyebrow guy where it's like, yeah, like if Zach removed his eyebrows, that'd be wild.
It would be wild.
I think your daughter would cry.
I think she might.
She wouldn't know who you were.
It'd probably be worse than like the you shave your beard.
Am I allowed to say her name on air, by the way? I didn't know.
Yeah, Eliza, people know.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Did you know Walchuk's middle name was Marmaduke?
I didn't know what it was. It was probably this time of the year.
It is with an M.
Rangers playing meaningless baseball West Coast, and Zach was behind the board when he wasn't like lying his way out of it.
Yeah.
Like that one time. Yeah. And
there's nothing worse than sitting around for Jared talking for 45 minutes straight.
Yeah. He was trying to get me to guess his middle name, and I remember it was something kind of bizarre. But it wasn't Marmaduke, right? Was it? Okay. It was like a bizarre, like...
No. Yeah. It was an M word.
It is an M word. It's like a British name. It's like English. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Maurice.
Melvin.
It's a great name.
Maurice. Melvin.
Yeah, Melvin Marvin the Martian. That was it.
Thanks, Jared.
Oh, Jared, you're the man. All right, shout out to the Dodgers. They've clinched yet another division title. Yeah. As Shohei Ohtani is going to be in the postseason 11 times in 12 seasons. The Dodgers have now gone ahead and been NL West champs. They got a win over the Padres. Padres are also going to be going into the postseason, so congratulations to them. Although the Dodgers have a situation brewing. Freddie Freeman rolling his ankle. Hopefully this is not something that ends up lingering and hurts their chances.
Pardon me for being ignorant.
You're ignorant.
What races are still going? Are the Twins and the Tigers? And
yeah, okay. So I'm glad you brought that up. So the Tigers are still trying to get in here. Now, the White Sox are trying to play spoiler here. So the Tigers lead the Twins by 2.5 games. They got 3 to play here, okay? So should Minnesota win tonight? Last night, they already played, and they did, I believe, win. So you got the White Sox that pushed back Garrett Crochet's start to tonight just so the Tigers would have to face him. So the White Sox, who have not cared about winning whatsoever, but they hate the Tigers, they're like, you know what? Why not? Let's go ahead and try and play spoiler.
I'm digging this.
To push the Tigers from making the
playoffs.
Hey, if
you're trying to win, I'm digging this at the end.
Instead
of trying to quit and let them get in.
Why not?
Yeah.
And Crochet, poor 6-12, but actually he's had a damn good season. But it is funny. Like the White Sox, who have been historically bad this year, are like, hey, maybe we can go ahead and knock the Tigers out of here.
Did the White Sox have a guy that's lost 20 games?
Yeah.
They had 20 straight games.
They have a bunch of guys that have lost over 190.
Well, I meant a pitcher.
They did.
A pitcher. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yes, they did have a pitcher.
Man,
we actually had that for Around the Bases. Hey,
do we know what the Ohtani?
We had that story.
The Ohtani playoff pitching plan is yet? Have we put any? Like, do we know anything yet on?
No, but
call my buddy Dave Roberts.
They haven't ruled it out. They haven't ruled it out. That was the latest that I had heard.
Okay,
but nothing official on if he is indeed going to pitch. Yankees have also clinched the AL East, and shout out to Aaron Judge, who continues to hit homers. He could possibly get another 60 home run season. Pretty damn amazing. Two out of the last 3 years, 60 homers for the Yankees. All right, there's Around the Bases.
Brought to you by Uber Eats.
Brought to you by the damn Uber Eats, who I love dearly.
Love
salute to
Reese.
Those guys. Yeah, thank you, Wolchuk. Good Bet Payoff says the 214 for Broadus. You have to keep the fan text open all show and look at it.
I think that's one that we have on the board.
That is on the board.
Yeah, but we had the HR with there was a mental health concern for Broadus.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know.
You know what?
We haven't fully gotten that one approved.
If you
yet.
Get that approved, that would be a very tough one for me. That would be tough.
I
don't want let you SOBs ruin my day.
Right.
Yeah. How about 817 reverse Mohawk? Or regular Mohawk, I'd be willing to do that. Do you think if I lost my eyebrows, you'd be able to tell a lot? Because they're kind of like
I don't
lightish,
think so either.
Reddish.
I don't think so either.
They're light. I think
I might just dig in with that razor over there, Brian.
Yeah.
Just get the double one?
Get my ledger cleared for the day.
Hey, I'm in favor of that. Hey, okay. Throw that thing over to him.
Well, it's a safety hazard. You what? Know, you shouldn't use a used razor for another
person.
Didn't
you have a two-pack?
Yeah, you have multiple.
I just got one.
You just got one.
I'm sorry, but I would not feel comfortable doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Broadus has that dirty blood.
Yeah, I don't want to do that to Dawson.
You got some viruses on board.
I learned that in the NFL, man, because some of those dudes, and they got infections, staph infections.
Do I need to get hit in the ball some more? I mean, what's the deal here?
No, you're good.
Because I ain't know.
That was an A+.
I ain't no bitch.
No. Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Wow. Whiskey flowing again? It's time to run. Two guys, one booth coming up next. An audio celebration of the game that was is next here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. It is time for Two Guys, One Booth. I want to salute Douglas Bearclaw there with the Cowboys. Said, send him a flag and he can have Eric Kendricks hold it up when he's doing the show on Thursdays. Eric Kendricks, Cowboys player show, Thursdays at 5,
he played really well yesterday.
Nice. Here with us in the G-Bag Nation. If you want Broadus film takeaways, Krusty's Corner every day at 3:40. He stood and delivered just a couple of hours ago, and you can get that with instant rewind functionality on the app or Twitch, YouTube, wherever you get us digitally.
Yeah, me and Bobby doing Love of the Star too. And
tonight?
We actually posted our post-game stuff from last night. Bobby was nice enough to stick around in some of the conversations that we normally had that Zach and Bobby and I had. So it's check that out on your platform, your Odyssey platform.
All right, let's rock it. Of course, Flagtober 2024. Tomorrow you can get the entire schedule. Come get your Whataburger 2024 G-Bag Nation flag, an iconic image. We're only going to do it 1 year, and it'll be an all-new flag next year, but this one is a can't-miss item. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident, not your fault, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here they are, Wolchuk, Chiafala.
The only way to relive a 9-hour Cowboy game day broadcast here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, is especially on a victory Monday or Friday like today. Here it is, Two Guys, One Booth.
You want a little of this?
Let the record show that didn't call Al Michaels the wrong name or anything like that during the pregame, so that was a step in the right direction.
Hell yeah.
And also let the record show that Brad Sham was calling for a little bit more Zeke touches.
Heard that as well.
Yeah,
we actually had a caller last night that said they need to elevate Dalvin Cook and they need to just run Dalvin Cook and Zeke 30 times a game.
Yeah, and that's good football thinking right there. I was driving home listening, and I hear Sham railing against the the in-house entertainment there at MetLife Stadium.
They just did an interesting thing. Now it's a night game. You don't have a whole lot of those, but they blacked out. They turned off all the lights so they could have their celebrity DJ, whoever that is, doing his DJ thing with phones and lights. And
you know, Post Malone is down there. He was on the sideline
wearing a Brandon Aubrey jersey.
Yeah, let him perform, for goodness sake. I don't need a DJ when I got Post Malone.
I don't. And it's just odd. All the lights go off. I thought the NBA season didn't start for almost a month.
Man, that'd be crusty, huh?
It was the
DJs, and hey, it would have been cool if Post Malone had have gone ahead and performed.
I remember one time, one of my last games there, the Baja Men?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? They performed.
That's badass.
I was on the
halftime
field.
Show.
A bucket list.
It was a halftime show, and the Baja Men showed up. They set up a little stage, and they who let the dogs out? And everybody was singing along with it. It was pretty fun.
Man, we still know who's performing for Thanksgiving yet, do we? I don't think that's been announced.
Has not been announced yet.
Maybe very soon.
For Charlotte Jones.
I was kind of hoping they were just going to go back to back Dolly.
Just Dolly again in the cheerleader outfit.
Yeah.
That really caught your
iconic
eye.
Iconic.
It was iconic. Let's get to kickers. Historic. Being people, too.
I would invite Chief to sing the national anthem. I know we have the guy that plays the horn.
He wouldn't be the worst.
I think Chief would be pretty good singing the national anthem.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. I was hoping that I was going to get the call for something like that.
Yeah. I honestly was kind of worried for you, but. Not you should not you sing anytime you want. That
really?
Was pretty. That was pretty impressive.
Above average.
No, yeah, that was impressive. That for the national anthem.
Okay,
I think you kind of messed up a line, but I mean, who am I?
I thought
it was well done.
Hey, I've always respected your scout's ear.
Yeah,
and you know that.
been to a lot of stadiums, heard it a lot of times.
Yes. Yeah, there's definitely been some bad renditions, yeah. No doubt. That one, not one of them. All right, let's get to kickers and their numbers. Do you care what number the kicker wears?
The no. Giants kicker, no. Greg Joseph, wears number 34. That should be reserved for like a fullback or running, right? Yeah. I mean, kickers are always in the teens.
Nailed it.
Other than college, you know, 98.
Everybody's wearing everything now. Well, what are that's you talking true. About?
No, I know. Okay, I'm sorry.
You had 11 playing linebacker for crying out loud.
Stick with it, babe.
Yeah.
Don't let Brad back you down like that.
34.
Yeah, I had a good point.
Not something that really bothered me in the moment, but now that he says it, the hell's the kicker doing wearing 34?
It's wheels off. It's unstable.
You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it now.
Look like a D2 college program running around out there.
Come on.
What's your ideal kicker number? Is it single digits or do you like the college like
99.
90s?
99. 99?
Not a bad bet. 69, you know. But no, I would say
17.
A quarterback number.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. 17.
17 I think is perfect.
How about one?
One's a good one. I think that's a punter number for me.
10's a good soccer number. You are kicking it. You know,
10 could be good.
10's the best player on the team, right? Or is usually, 9 the best player?
For 9's usually the striker.
Well, that's why we gave it to Cooper Rush.
These days, I thought it was number 1 was like the guy. Is your best player.
In soccer?
Not in soccer.
Oh, we were okay. I'm sorry.
There has been some of that.
One's
as well.
The goalie.
I'll go ahead and own up to that. All right. Looks like somebody came into MetLife last night carrying a bag of F's.
Which is a call.
A handoff, yes.
That you. It was a handoff, yeah. Which is a call that you almost want to say the coach brought in a bag of F's. And it was empty, so he had no more to give. And I'm going to give it at my own 40. I'm going to give it to my fullback.
A little shock jock action.
Man, I feel like that's a lot of the playbook there. It's just a bag of F's.
I could tell, dude. I'm serious. When Sham was talking about feeding Zeke a little bit, I was like, he's got the eye of the tiger tonight. He's about to go and have four quarters of, well, just pure dominance. And that's an example.
Well, we did get a TD, and it was on a screen. Holy hallelujah.
How about that?
Rico Dowdle.
Parade, downtown Dallas.
Oh, baby, my guy Cooper Beebe just hauling ass downfield. Shout out to Rico Dowdle.
Shout out to Ferguson and old Tyler Smith getting body
Tyler
on body.
Smith. Yeah, good block.
Lamb is in a slot on the right this time. Snap to Prescott, looks right, now goes screen left. Dowdle with a block to the 10, to the 5. He's into the end zone, touchdown.
And that, of course, made the score 7-3. I believe this was Brad Sham's shining moment last night.
Mm.
A long red zone, and the Cowboys cashed in, and Aubrey for the extra point. 2:08 left, first quarter. Dallas has its first lead since 1941.
Nailed it.
It's very good. Very good.
Wow, it's been long.
Very good.
My dad hits me up during every game and has something, a line from Sham that like it just has him cackling.
Just have him timestamp it.
That was the one.
That was the one.
That was the one. That's beautiful. Night.
Yeah, that was a good one. First lead since 1941. Having fun with it. There's probably a better one from Christie later on. But now we get to an interesting raincoat analogy.
Diggs had him at about a 3 or 4 yard gain, and he just fell off. Like if you put your raincoat on a bad hanger and it gave, it just fell right off.
Well, fortunately, Malik Hooker was right there.
That happens to me, actually. I find that issue with the towel situation in the bathroom. You have like that hook or whatever. I'm putting the towel on there. I can't tell you how many times. I'm trying to use the towel 3 or 4 times, and then it falls on the floor. I feel like the floor is dirtier than me.
Oh, yeah.
I hate when it falls on the floor.
Yeah, you got to wash it now.
Yeah, that's... I find that issue constantly, multiple times
those.
A week.
I'm with you. They always are.
You just can't be lazy problems. About it. You know, you got to be like Jordan Lewis, details, details, details.
Make sure you get it on.
It's tough.
Yep.
All right. Wow. McCarthy was not doing Sunday approved words.
I know for a fact that Mike McCarthy went to Mass today because I saw him down there. And I believe he just invoked his Lord's name. If I read his lips correctly. It was a good mass. It was a local priest.
Well,
wow.
I also think there was a relative of some type down there because he started with son of a, and so I'm son of who? Son of Micah? Son of.
I think he called that dude a P word too. The guy that was down there late in the game, 98 or whatever.
He really read good.
Son of P-word. Son of Micah.
Yeah, McCarthy P-word. Treated him the same way Dawson would treat that 18-year-old kid who's suing the Otani ball guy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Toughen up.
Oh, man.
By the way, Brian, thanks for the Stella 0.0.
Yeah.
Just cracked another one. He's
outstanding. It's been quite the afternoon.
Yeah.
Been sprayed in the face with the accident with the wifey.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a
day. Quite a Friday night.
Yeah, it sure has been. All right, we also had a great moment with CeeDee Lamb. Although there was a bogus taunting call, this was a glorious TD.
From the 45, first down, shotgun, good blitz pickup, and Prescott down the left side. Lamb broke the tackle. 35, outrun three men into the end zone. Touchdown, CeeDee Lamb.
That was fantastic, CeeDee Lamb.
Great crowd, man. Great crowd. The crowd sound.
Yeah. Oh, the crowd sound was on point.
Yeah,
the
crowd fans getting it done.
A lot of Cowboys fans.
Getting it done.
Tim Parker's.
Yeah.
We might have a better home field advantage away.
You know what? Probably true.
Especially against a bad team. You know? I don't think the Cowboys fans here want to go see it, but maybe if you're a New York Cowboys fan,
it's your one chance a year.
Yeah.
Wolchuk's making the trip to Pittsburgh next week. He's going to see you.
Yeah, I wish I could get a refund for that one, but I'll be there. I'll be there, and I'll let you know how many Cowboy fans are in attendance.
Wolchuk was literally telling me the other day, he was like, I just can't wait to see Micah up close and personal for real. You know, like really watch the Lion get out there and dominate at Hines.
He might play. You never know.
Micah, for sure. Please God play.
No, we've seen miracles happen before. Yeah. Here's Babe Laufenberg with his stat of the day.
What's your favorite statistic?
Oh, gosh, time of possession.
Giants before that play had 17:54, Dallas 10:06.
Oh, so they must be leading.
Cowboys lead 14-6.
Oh, my. Brad knows time of possession is probably my least favorite stat.
Is that your least favorite stat, time of possession? Maybe. Mm. Maybe it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But there's something to it, right?
Yeah, there's certainly something
to
it.
Your defense is probably exhausted.
Yes, exactly.
Which one tells you more of the way the game's going, turnovers or those explosive plays?
Oh, yeah, that's the debate right now. I think the explosive plays have won out for me.
I think the
in terms of what matters more.
I think I'd probably lean that way, too, because a team can get a turnover and then do nothing with it.
I kind of feel like, too, this is something I learned from Mike Lombardi. It would be that missed field goals are like a turnover.
Absolutely, especially if it's a long field goal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This was pretty darn good. Christy Scales leading Brad right to the tequila bottle watching this Cowboys team.
By however you say it.
Oh, now, you're not a beer drinker that I know of.
Have you been watching this team?
Well, yes, I have.
Brad went straight to the hard stuff after they gave up 274 in the
ground
last week.
Right to the tequila, if you must know.
If you must know.
Yeah, we've been driving people to drink for a while now.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they drive you to drink so much you need an IV like Babe did last night in the booth.
And I'd mentioned earlier, it's very humid here.
Oh,
I thought I might need an IV on the field earlier, Brad, when I was down there for pregame.
We can get you one.
I don't think so.
Dude, I'll tell you what, nothing feels like you come back to life after having a dehydration situation, and then that hits your veins, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're Wolverine out of the water, you're a brand new person.
Two bags worth one time after a marathon.
Double bagger?
Double bagger. I finished the South Bend Marathon, and right at the Notre Dame Stadium is where we finished on the 50-yard line. Finished it, took a dead left into the medical tent. Lady goes, well, sir, would you like to try and drink? I'm like, ma'am. I work in football. I've seen this. I know what heat exhaustion is. It just hooked me up.
Did she try and treat your nipple chafing?
No. I was way past that.
She feeds you fettuccine on Friday.
I tell you what, that's a bad look too when you're wearing white.
Yeah.
And the bleeding part happens. But that's part of it. Seriously, like you do stuff like that and people like they get it. They know it's a problem. I mean, you're like, it's part of running. It's part of running.
He's a warrior out there. Your strength.
You got to put Band-Aids on your nipples. And
they have guards. They have guards now.
Nipple guards.
They have guards, yeah.
Is that the worst place to bleed from your experience?
Probably your toenail's falling off.
My big toenail fell off in the San Diego Marathon. And I looked down at my shoe at the end of the race, and it was completely blood. My whole tennis shoe was blood.
It's very
and I didn't feel it till the very end, till I stopped. I looked down. I'm like, gosh. And then my toenail was gone in, it completely had ripped off.
How much talking do you do in these marathons? I imagine you know Brian Broad, a Super Bowl champion,
yeah.
Division One long
just so
snapper
you know,
here.
I used to run a lot of these.
No, you just kind of encourage everybody you run with. You know, like if you're with, it's funny how you'll run with pace with people and you kind of see them the whole race. You know, you see, and then you finish and you kind of congratulate them. But
yeah,
I'll never forget, there's a guy that had a pacer, and he had, if you want to run 4 hours and 30 minutes, follow me. He brought them home in 4 hours and 28 minutes, that group that went with him. That's what those pacers can do for you. Sometimes if you're, it's just a little secret out there. If you see a pacer, that guy or gal can help you get to the end if you're running any of these marathons.
I'm looking for the 11-hour guy, you know?
Yeah, you can run a marathon.
Just get with the pacer.
Pacers. Sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you, boys.
Well, we'll close it down. Hold on real quick.
One last bad one.
I know we said we weren't going to do this, but we're going to do it. It's the last time, Bayless. The last time.
Oh, no. Here we go.
You're getting on Bayless. Two guys, one booth, but it was pretty funny. All right, let's hit the phones, 877-881-1053. Let's go out to line 7. Is this Bayless in Houston? If I'm mispronouncing that, I apologize, sir.
No, that's me. I just want to say, yo, Bobby.
Yeah, I know.
You going to make it to work on time this week?
Yeah.
All right, I hope so. Also, that guy, Big John, I disagree with him. You did not raise the IQ on the morning show. You brought it back down. That's all I got to say. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good night, y'all.
We should get him for G-Bag of the Day as well. Ooh, like his style.
What were you calling him on the program last night?
What was it?
One-trick pony?
Oh, yeah, Bayless. Because 2 weeks in a row now, he's done. This guy's a one-trick pony.
Yeah, it's like, we know
it's
now.
A good
we
trick,
know,
though.
We, you know, yeah, yeah. We know.
If you have a lethal move.
But with
you know
Bobby
what I mean?
Right there sitting with us,
don't overthink it.
It didn't make it better.
Did Will Chamberlain need to do anything but dunk? No.
Yeah, he could have played a little defense.
You know? No need.
Yeah.
He could have played a little D.
You know what? You guys not defending Bobby's awful on your part. Both of you.
Bobby should
be ashamed like a guy peed on himself today.
We kid because we care. Okay, eyebrows. Flagtober is starting tomorrow. The Tour Day DFW, 9 a.m. with Broadus in Garland.
I'll be in Carrollton.
6:30 in Grand Prairie. We're doing a big old loop around North Texas and handing out G-Bag Nation flags at participating Whataburger locations. The flags will only be there as long as we are there. So please join us on schedule. And it starts tomorrow. We hope to see you. And brought to you by Whataburger and Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And we're back to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what they got cooking here in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. The Fan After Dark coming up here from 7 to 11 is going to feature CA and Fred. Perfect time to promote Flagtober right here. Had to been probably 12 years ago. CA was planting the flag at the top of every hour in the G-Bag Nation with the ooh-wee. And we said, hey, let's do a real flag.
Yeah.
Right? And so we got together and we got these little flags that were made up, and you handed them out at the AAC, and we had all the different events. And then the next year, Texas Motor Speedway came on board and, you know, made the full-size flags. But Flagtober's Tour Day DFW is tomorrow, 105thethefan.com/events. Or go to at GBag Nation on Twitter, and the entire schedule is there from 9 in the morning till 6:30 at night. We'll be making a giant lap around North Texas and delivering the Whataburger, the 2024 GBag Nation flag to you for free.
And it's beautiful. We've got one hanging on the wall in here.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's the Whataburger logo and the Whataburger colors, but it's GBag Nation all over this. And you're also great. Lucius does that perfect Whataburger impersonation of that guy.
Yeah, he does.
I mean,
hilarious.
It's like it was meant to be. You've been doing that Whataburger guy for years.
Yeah, I haven't heard him in a long time though.
Go ahead and give it.
Give us
a little quick.
Who's the Whataburger guy?
He does. He does the commercial.
He sounds like this has got a Whataburger.
Like and I was gonna say, why don't you say we got the tour and.
Crispy onions, fries, great meat, what a burger.
That's good, man.
So this is almost like it was meant to be.
That's right.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year when the Rangers had their Whataburger Rangers jersey promotions, it just became
so nice.
Clear that, you know, it matched up as a co-branding quite well, Chief.
So
you know that.
Was your first flag like one of those like, just a mini,
like a
mini?
Desk flag.
Yeah, it was a little desk flag.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
About the size of a tablet.
Yeah.
It's smaller than that.
Yeah, and, maybe a foot.
And people could put them on the, I mean,
yeah.
It was just a nice little flag. You put it on your desk.
And then by year two, it became the full full-fledger. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think I still got one of those little flags. I have to bring it in one day.
We do a different flag every year. Some Tolos have managed to collect all of them.
It's like Jordan's.
We look forward to seeing you out there tomorrow. It's, of course, brought to you by Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Chris, I know Fred's still on his way in. What do you guys have planned for this evening's broadcast?
Okay, I'm going to start off. Eric Nadel made my mind whirl when you're talking about the last game in Oakland Coliseum. I'm going to do a series of stories right off the bat. Because Fred's stuck in traffic. He's on his way, and he can walk in the door anytime. I got a CA Stories Confidential about all the different things that I have seen at Oakland Coliseum. I've seen the World Series there. I've seen other baseball games there. I've seen Cowboys games there.
Shankings.
I've seen some crazy looking stuff. They dress up. They look
they
like
will dress
motorcycle.
Up.
That attached to that stadium. That stadium is a basketball arena where the A's or the Golden State Warriors play. So I was there.
Oracle, right?
Yeah, Oracle.
Yeah.
Where Dirk threw a ball through the wall, and I mean I've been there. And the NBA
threw a ball through a wall.
Oh yeah,
story about hell of a throw.
I'm telling you, he was really upset about a loss.
Was that 07 season?
That's a CA Stories Confidential.
Okay, I got to make sure I'm listening.
Again, the NBA All-Star Game was there as well. So there's some stories to be told about that. We got a couple of memories from a Texas Ranger, and also. You know we're going to get into the Cowboys game and the fact that even though they won, you know.
Yeah.
That don't mean anything. It just stopped the bleeding, basically.
Yeah.
And it's a short show. It's like you get enjoy the fan after dark and why you can because it's a one-hour edition.
Oh, it's a one-hour deal.
One-hour edition because Rangers Angels right after that.
It's a DeGrom night.
A DeGrom night? Let's go.
Oh,
Looking forward to that. And Jared's in the house. He's got the pregame show coming up here in about – an hour and 7 minutes, I suppose. I did want to extend condolences and G-Bag heartfelt feelings for the K-104 family loss. Yeah. Man, that's just an unbelievable story.
Yeah, Sam Putney passed away on Monday, and it's been quite a 3 weeks for me, personally. Y'all knew my granny passed away. She was 102 years old, so that happened. My dad's birthday was like right in between her passing away and the funeral. My birthday was the day before her funeral. Her funeral was on the same day that Channel 8 were having their 75th anniversary. I was there for 5 years, so I was planning on being at that. Canceled that, granny's funeral. Came back a couple of days later, Sam passes away. And then a couple of days ago, I find out one of my fraternity brothers I went to college with, his name is Rick Bullard, he passed away.
Dang.
And it's just been... I'm telling you, it's been an emotional whirlwind. But you know what? The crazy thing about it is all of them led very good lives. Sam and Rick were surprises. But you know how they say things happen in three? That's three.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anybody pass away anymore soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank goodness it's over for now.
And again, I appreciate all the warm thoughts and wishes from all the Tolos and everybody who come up to me personally. But everybody with the K-14 family, Skip Murphy and Company, Nanette. Skip and Wig and I, we're all doing fine. And there's going to be a big service for Sam. And you know what? Sam was more than just a news guy. I mean, he was Daddy Bone, Slammy Machiavelli. These are all his nicknames because he was...
Putney.
Yeah, one Pac instead of two Pac. Yeah. One Pac. He was Pac before Pac. He was a character. He was a radio guy. Lucius, you did a great tribute. I want to thank you for that tribute a couple of days ago. Also, Bobby Belt did a tribute for Sam, and y'all were playing some of his songs. The best way to describe Sam on his songs, he was John Legend before John Legend.
Nice, dude.
But he was silly. I mean, it was the funniest lines.
Yeah, I didn't know that side of Sam until Lucius played him the other
night.
Yeah,
wish she looked like E.T. As long as she's good to me.
Hilarious.
Big fat girl under Christmas tree, looked like Nanette Lee, big like a woman, I can go on and on. I want to marry my mother-in-law. He had all kinds of songs. It was crazy.
Well, right on, dude. Have a great hour. Good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Arnold. Appreciate Fred's on the way in. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Just went five again. Flawless. Woo! Producing, engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Pre-game's coming up at 8 o'clock till Monday at 2. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Eddie's.